Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Sarah, thank you for being patient and tell us about what's going on with Garrett.
Yeah, so we started messaging right after we met and we got along so well. But
right.
I haven't heard from him since our date.
And how long has that been?
A week and a half. It's been a week and a half of wondering what went wrong.
Right. Well, we've all done that. So why don't we just start with what went right, Sarah? How was the date with Garrett?
Yeah, no, it was so much fun. We both love Mexicans, but we laughed a lot, and the food was really good. But I messaged him a few times, and I got nothing.
All right, well, let's see if we can work some magic here and get you some answers. And you're okay, obviously. You're okay with us calling him, Sarah,
yes.
You know how this works.
All right. Hang tight while we call.
Hello.
Hi, is this Garrett?
This is Garrett.
Yeah, Garrett. Sorry to bug you so early. It's not a sales call or anything like that. We're Thunder and PT, and I got to tell you, you're on the radio right now.
Good morning, Garrett.
And we are doing a segment on our show. We do it every morning at this time called Second Date Update. And
okay.
Yeah. And we heard from someone that you know. Do you remember going out for Mexican food a couple of weeks ago with a woman named Sarah?
Sarah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, sweet girl.
Cool. So did you like hanging out with her?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say there was net positive. We got along well.
Okay, is there a reason, Garrett, that maybe you haven't reached back out to her since? Because when we talked to her a few minutes ago, she said she hadn't heard back from you.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I'm not sure. I guess, you know, she didn't really grab my attention. I guess that's probably the best way to say it.
Okay.
What?
But hold on. I wore my favorite dress. I spent almost an hour on my makeup.
Whoa.
Sarah, just hold on a second. Garrett, what do you mean she didn't really grab your attention?
Well, I mean, Sarah, you do seem like a great girl. I'm just not sure that we make sense.
How can you? Well, it was easier when you weren't even getting back to me.
Sarah, but really, this is more of a me thing. So don't get upset about it, Sarah.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you just are not, Garrett. You're just not, and Sarah, I'm so sorry that this is happening. You know, live.
Yeah,
Garrett. So you just are not. You just didn't feel the connection. You just didn't feel attracted to Sarah.
I mean, she's attractive. No, Sarah, you're attractive. It's just there's a click or there's not a click, and there just wasn't a click.
You can't, there's just nothing in particular is what you're saying.
You have no idea what it is out there. You have no idea. They say you either just go on an app or you meet your soulmate in a week or two, or you're searching for years. I'm only 18 months in, and it's seriously hell.
Well, and Sarah, we understand the frustration and disappointment that dating can bring, and it's haphazard and you just never know. But Sarah, you know that right person is out there for you. Eventually, if not today, and if it's not Garrett, and you definitely don't want Garrett to fake it if he's not feeling something in return. You understand that.
Yeah, I know.
It's just
so hard.
You just said, it's just disappointing.
Sarah, you mentioned that you said 18 months into like kind of doing the apps and dating and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And just you just had a lot of bad luck.
Yeah, I was going to say like,
obviously.
Yeah. Have you been, I mean, is it like dating once a month or like how many times has it not worked out?
I feel like I've gone on, in the past 8 months, I feel like I've gone on like 50 first dates, movie.
And so Garrett obviously stood out. But here's the thing, Here's the great thing, Sarah, about somebody like Garrett. And Garrett, we don't know you. And Sarah, obviously, you know, outside your message, we don't know you that well either. Is that you know what you once after meeting somebody like Garrett, you know what you're, it kind of sets the bar for your expectation for when you do find somebody who can reciprocate those feelings and right. that desire to see you again. And now Garrett has actually kind of helped you establish the kind of person you're looking for, so you can make those decisions will come a little easier on who you want to go out with next.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. I know it's tough. Geez. Yeah, and we're so sorry.
Yeah, and it's certainly sorry that we have to do this on the radio or that you know, Garrett's not. I mean, Garrett, appreciate you taking the time.
Garrett, real quick, before we let you go, what would you like to say to Sarah? I mean, obviously you liked her, you spent time with her, maybe you didn't feel that, quote, magic, but there must be something you could leave her with.
Well, yeah, I mean, Sarah, you're a really lovely, lovely woman. Like, you were funny. You're very attractive. I don't want you to, like, question those things based on my response. It boils down to chemistry. And as they said, you wouldn't want me to fake it. So that's why I didn't call you back. I should have just been more direct about it. But please don't question yourself based on my response. It's just one person, and I don't want to waste your time, and I know you don't want to waste my time, but I know that there is somebody out there for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And we'd love to hear from anyone who is listening to Second Date Update right now who's been in that position where Sarah is and just thought it was kind of the end of the road when it comes to dating. And then that, you know, magical person.
I was going to say, isn't that always when it happens? Like, I feel like when you least expect it, Sarah, you know, that's kind of when maybe it might happen, right? I mean, that's what happens with a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, I'll keep looking.
Good. Maybe take a little break too. You know, obviously you're kind of at the end of your rope here, and so
take the pressure off
and
maybe,
take a deep breath and just, you know, maybe step aside and then get back in when you think you're ready to attack it with, you know, some enthusiasm. And I don't know if the advice is any good or not, but it might help. All right.
Yeah, and, like, reframe my perspective or something.
And Garrett, you sound like a nice guy, and best of luck to you. And Sarah, we appreciate you listening, and thank you both for being on.
Second Date Update and Everything Country with Thunder and PT.
Dude, yes!
On 102.9 The Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.